Georgia voters are going to be asked next month whether they want to change the agency that polices judges in the state. If it passes, Amendment 3 would let state lawmakers abolish and recreate what's called the Judicial Qualifications Commission. WABE's LEU looks at the controversy behind the amendment, and we want to issue this warning here. Some of the content in this story may not be suitable for all listeners.
If you're in court and think a judge is acting out of line, there is a state agency for that. You can make a complaint to the Judicial Qualifications Commission, or the JQC. It's charged with investigating judicial misconduct. Richard Hyde is a commission member. He told state lawmakers he's proud of the work the agency's done in recent years.
So proud, in fact, that the way that we investigate judges in Georgia is used as an international model of how to investigate judicial corruption.
Over the past decade, the JQC's investigations have led to the resignations or removals of more than 60 judges in Georgia. That's for behavior like a judge pulling out a gun in court, or the judge who wrote racist comments about an attorney on Post-it notes, or another judge's response to a woman seeking a temporary protection order.
And this woman that had been repeatedly battered by her meth-addicted boyfriend was asked the following question: "Lady, why should I grant this? Do you even work? Do you even do anything other than spread your legs and stay pregnant?"
Hyde says the agency's been successful in being able to go after these types of cases, partly because of how the JQC currently works. It was created in 1972 when voters decided to include it into the Georgia Constitution. Now, some state lawmakers want to change the Constitution to get more control over the watchdog agency.
Everybody is entitled and should be treated with what's called fairness and due process.
State Representative Wendell Willard says that goes for the state's judges, too. He says he's heard about instances of JQC members abusing their power, like from former DeKalb judge Cynthia Becker. She resigned while being investigated and says she didn't get enough heads up to prepare for the JQC inquiry.
"If I had been accused of shoplifting at Walmart, I would have a presumption of innocence. That's not what judges in this state face when they face this JQC."
Willard says the agency needs more oversight. Right now, the JQC structure is cemented in the state constitution and works independently from the legislature.
"Our amendment will give more flexibility. It'll take this strict way of having the JQC structured and give some flexibility that the legislature can modify from time to time if necessary."
But critics say it's exactly that flexibility they don't want to hand over to state lawmakers. If passed, the legislature would get to appoint the majority of the commission's members.
"This amendment politicizes the JQC's actions in an unprecedented way."
Sarah Tatanchi directs the Southern Center for Human Rights. She says she's worried that changes could allow state judges who have friends in the legislature to get a pass and strip the agency of its power.
"And in order for it to be effective, it absolutely must be able to be independent."
Tatanchi says she questions the motivation behind the proposed change. For one, she says a former judge who was investigated by the JQC for sexual harassment and then resigned is now one of the sponsors of the amendment.
"I think Johnny Caldwell's involvement in this legislation is as clear a conflict of interest as you could ever have."
State Representative Caldwell did not respond to a request for comment for this story, but he has said his support of the amendment has nothing to do with his resignation. There are a few Republicans who oppose the amendment. State Senator Josh McCoon says the JQC has been a bright spot when it comes to state ethics because of its independence.
"It's a real shame that there's a real possibility in November that voters could end that and replace it with a commission that's essentially a lapdog to a handful of elected officials."
But State Representative Willard denies the changes are politically motivated.
"If something is not working properly, it doesn't function properly, it's a part of the state government in this case, I think it's incumbent upon us as legislators who are citizens, and we're elected by the citizens to improve that system."
Some JQC supporters say improvements can be made now without changing the Constitution. Georgians will decide what happens next when they vote on Amendment 3 in November. LEU, WABE News.